I'm Scott Hansen with NFL Red Zone, and you are listening to the Gridiron Gentlemen.
Now then, everybody, welcome back to the Gridiron Gentlemen podcast. Just two gentlemen, as Phil is joining me to talk all things coaching carousel. How's it going, Phil?
Very well, thank you, William. How are you doing?
All the better for getting to talk NFL football with you, Phil. Well, specifically, coaching hires. We're going to go through a lot of coaching hires. We have spoken about some already, so I have taken the executive decision that we're going to talk from the 22nd of January till today, because on the 22nd of January, the Ravens hired Jesse Minter as their head coach. How do you feel about the Ravens hiring Jesse Minter as their head coach?
I like it. Mm. I mean, yeah, he speaks well. I listened to a bit. There was a bit of his interview. I think I was listening to NFL Daily, the Greg Rosenthal one, and they had a bit of his interview with, you know, that he did with the press, and he speaks very well about the game, and you can feel the sort of the love he has for it and stuff like that, and that's always a good thing for me. It's just like, does it sound like they really want to be there and they really care? It's like, he definitely sounds like he really cares, and he sounds like he's enthusiastic about it and stuff like that. And that's, those are sort of, there's no sort of like awkward bits where you felt like he didn't know what he was talking about or anything like that. That kind of stuff. Yes. Very good. And generally speaking, the Ravens are a fairly well-run organization. So I kind of trust them to do, you know, the right thing. They tend to make fairly good sort of hiring choices and stuff like that. There's a reason they've been competitive and at the top of that division for so long.
Definitely. You also kind of get the feeling that they are annoyed that they let Mike McDonald go to the Seahawks because he's done such an excellent job, and they're trying to recapture some of that by hiring someone in the same mold as Mike McDonald. And to be fair, Jesse Minter has done an excellent job since he got to the Chargers. Their defenses look very well put together, despite having even less talent this year than they had in the previous year. So, and they looked even better. So I think it's a very Ravens-y hire.
Yes.
And it's probably going to work out just fine for them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of boring. Because it seems like it's a good idea. So let's talk about something that probably isn't a good idea. And that's the Steelers hiring Mike McCarthy. Now, before I start slagging this move off, I want to say some things. Mike McCarthy is a very good NFL head coach. He has a very, very good winning percentage. He very rarely has a losing season. But I kind of feel that the Steelers have traded in their defensive Mike McCarthy for their offensive Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this, Bill?
Look, I mean, he clearly loves the city of Pittsburgh, and, you know, growing up a Steelers fan, because you could see, you know, he got very emotional about it, and you could see how much it means to him. But he's, to steal a Jamesism, he is very much the trailer, not the truck. You know, the reason he's had success is, it's not that he's a bad coach. I wouldn't say he's a bad coach at all, but he has, when he's had success, he's been in very fortunate situations. He's had peak Aaron Rodgers and an incredible squad with the Packers. And then when he's had good seasons with the Cowboys, it's because he's had Dak Prescott playing really well and they've been healthy. Like, that's where he's had success, you know? So it's just like, I feel like he does well in good situations. I think he's good at managing a situation where you've got good players, but that's not really what you've got at the Steelers currently. You've got an aging Aaron Rodgers, maybe, if he decides not to retire. And then the rest of the squad needs a lot of work. Now, it is press conference. Oh, yeah, this is a really good squad. I think we've got the potential to get to do well here. And I'm just like, what squad are you looking at?
They've got DK Metcalf. Got DK Metcalf. Got
They've got
D.
TJ Watt.
I was just thinking about the offense. I think they've got
Oh,
some.
offensively, yes.
They've got some all-white players on defense, but
Offense.
got DK Metcalf.
I mean, I like Pat Freiermuth, but that's only because they yell "Muth" every time he catches it. That's just satisfying.
I don't think we've ever seen Mike McCarthy ever do a rebuild, which is what the Steelers need. So that'll be interesting to see at the very least. But for me, this hire smacks of unambition. They could have had, well, all sorts of folk.
They, they've, they, it's kind of a safe bet, isn't it? Because
Exactly.
it's something kind of similar to what you've had before.
But then why did you get rid of what you had before?
I mean, unless it genuinely, Mike Tomlin did genuinely just feel like I'm kind of done now.
Yeah.
And you just wanted, well, we just need something to just, keep us going on the same track. But then why would you want to do that?
Exactly.
Just like, yeah, well done. You made the playoffs in the worst division, one of the
In
worst divisions in
the worst division
football.
in the AFC.
You're the worst division in the AFC, and you made it because you won that division. Well done. Because the Ravens didn't have Lamar Jackson for a big chunk of the season and kind of imploded. The Bengals didn't have Joe Burrow for most of the season and basically
Definitely
imploded. And the Cleveland Browns can only play defense.
imploded.
The offense implodes. The defense desperately tries to sort of like cling on to life
Can
and fails because it's got no quarterback. I don't care if he made the Pro Bowl. It's got no fucking quarterback.
only implode. Tell me how you really feel about that, Phil.
No. But this is clearly a squad that needs a rebuild, so I don't know, maybe he's come up with some kind of plan. Maybe he must have interviewed pretty well, one would assume. I mean, the Steelers have only had it is three head coaches, right? Before this,
Yes,
so
Mike McCarthy's number four.
they do tend to get this decision right because they've always been a competitive team through pretty much consistently throughout all of that time. But this one just doesn't feel, it feels uninspired.
Yes,
I
definitely.
I'd love to say it feels like the safe choice, but I don't even feel like it feels like a safe choice. It just feels like a boring choice.
Well, it is safe because we've both said he's a good coach.
You're not going to be bad. You're still going to be a competitive team, I think.
But I don't think if
But it
you look
won't be
at
any better than last year was.
exactly, I think that's the problem, isn't it?
This is
You
not going to improve you.
could have hired someone with some innovation and potentially be a juggernaut again, but no. Feels very safe and not in a good way.
No.
How
No, very
disappointing.
beige.
Yeah, very beige.
Very beige.
Speaking of beige, a couple of former head coaches have new teams. The Packers have hired Jonathan Gannon as their defensive coordinator, and the Chargers have hired Mike McDaniel as their offensive coordinator. I like one of these moves a lot better than the other one. Can you guess which one it is, Phil?
Is it McDaniel?
Yes,
Yes, it is. Yes,
it
because
is.
he
Well
doesn't
done.
hit his players.
Yes, no, he doesn't.
He's not a dick.
He's not a dick. People seem to like him. His players seem to played hard for him to down the stretch when the season was effectively over.
Yeah, he
And
was.
he's innovative. He can do some
Yes.
excellent things.
I think in many respects, I think this is more something he's suited for. Because don't get me wrong, his interviews are always hilarious. He's so sarcastic. Anytime he was being interviewed by the media after a game or stuff like that, it was always entertaining. But I genuinely think he just had enough in Miami. And I think he just wants a little bit of the pressure taken off of him. And I think this is a good role for him because he can be creative with that running game. And I think that would really help the Chargers because he's used to playing in a system where there's no offensive line, right? Which with
And
the Chargers' health issues is a thing. So I can he can create stuff out of that nothingness with the running game and things like that. So I think that's a really good fit there.
I especially like it as he's gone from no quarterback and no offensive line to a quarterback and some of an offensive line.
Yes.
Massive, massive upgrade.
It's huge, right? Huge upgrade.
So I think that's very, very good hiring from their point of view. Yeah, but unimpressed with Jonathan Gannon to the Packers. I suspected that the Cardinals were going to do great things on defense in 2025, and exactly the opposite happened. They injected a lot of talent into that unit, and they appeared to get worse when they were one of the more fun units of 2024. So let's see how boring he can make Micah Parsons. Fantastic.
I just that very much felt like people stopped playing for him.
The exact opposite of what happened with Mike McCarthy. Mike McDaniel, sorry.
Did that? It genuinely felt like they just stopped wanting to play for him. And then you see the way he sort of reacts to his players on the sideline, and you wonder why. I mean, the one thing I will say is that the Packers have they got some more experienced guys that probably won't tolerate that kind of stuff. Maybe I don't know. Maybe him not being the head coach will help take. Maybe he was acting that way because he didn't deal well with the pressure. Maybe, but yeah, you lost the locker room pretty spectacularly. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't care if the Packers suck or not. That doesn't really affect me. I'm quite happy for them to be bad, but. Yeah, it doesn't it, again, this is a bit like the McCarthy one. It doesn't really fill you with any sort of inspiring, except I don't think he's a good I don't think Jonathan Gannon is particularly good at his job.
No.
But Mike McCarthy will at least, if you give him talented players, will at least get something out of it. Jonathan, as you pointed out, they injected talent into that defense and got worse.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's supposed to be his defensive, minded coach.
Yep.
So how's it got worse when you've given it more talent? I mean, you could maybe say, oh, yeah, the chemistry was off with the players and stuff. And that does happen sometimes. You can have a bunch of talented guys and it just doesn't work. But it shouldn't have got that much worse. I mean, they
No.
were woeful.
Yep.
Absolutely. They got steamrolled by anybody. They got beaten by the Titans. Like, come on.
Yep.
Could you not, Green Bay, could you not have found a better defensive coordinator? No?
They definitely could have,
I
but
don't think I think they could have done.
they chose not to.
Yeah.
So, Phil,
Yeah.
we must talk about what is happening in Buffalo, because it's weird.
It was a bit weird, yes.
I believe when we were
The
talking
coaches
about
are terrible. Oh, this whole coaching staff, awful. Our new head coach is a former member of the previous coaching staff. What? Why?
especially after they'd just thrown him under the bus for
Yes, literally just said, no, terrible, terrible
for
coach.
I think they blame Joe Brady for drafting Keon Coleman as well.
Yep.
And then this, oh, now he's the head coach. Okay. Make it make sense.
What I'm going to assume is that Josh Allen walked into the room and went, no, I like him. You keep him or me and Haley are moving.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no. Okay, yeah, we'll keep him. We'll keep him. We're very sorry. Very sorry. Like, right. You can fire Sean McDermott. I understand, you know, blah, blah, blah. But no, him I like. Keep him. That to be, they did, to be fair, they did consult Josh Allen on this. And I think that's a good thing when teams do that. When you have a, you know, a star quarterback of that kind of level, when you actually do have them in the room when you're working out who you want to hire. Because that's the person, the head coach and the quarterback have to be in sync. It's a very key relationship. So having them there is just a good idea.
Yes.
But it is still fucking weird.
If it was clean in that they hadn't thrown him under the bus and then they hadn't had that weirdo press conference where they blamed everyone on the coaching staff for who they drafted.
Yep.
If none of that had happened, I could maybe get behind this move.
Yeah. You take Sean McDermott's time's up, but we're moving another guy up. Fine.
And
to be fair to Joe, get it.
And to be fair to Joe Brady, he did change the offense quite heavily from the Daboll offense.
Yeah.
It is a lot more run heavy. It does ask Josh Allen to do a lot less.
Yep.
So he has done a good job. He has done a good job in that respect.
Yes.
Like I said, if all of the weirdness hadn't happened, I'd be on board.
Yes.
But
it was weird.
All the weirdness had happened. It's so weird.
Our coaches are terrible. But we're going to hire one of them back as the head coach.
It's like when we found out that Sean McDermott was being fired, I asked, I think it was you and Dan, if this job was now better than the Ravens job. And everyone said no, but we thought about it for a while.
Yeah, because you're coaching Josh Allen.
Exactly. But since that's happened, it's clear that this is a terrible job.
Approach the Ravens, guys. Much better job. Much better. Much less weird.
The GM's nuts. The owner's nuts.
They've clearly jumped through too many tables. I think that's what that is.
Yeah.
They've got the Tua problem. They've got CTE.
Definitely. Oof. What a hire. What a hire.
It's just like in a vacuum as a hire. Yeah, sure. I get it. But no, in context, no, this doesn't make sense.
So, speaking of dysfunctional organizations hiring weirdos, your favorites, the Cleveland Browns, hire Todd Monken as their head coach. And this smacks to me of what the Texans did with David Culley.
Yeah, you're here to try and get us the number one pick.
Yep.
That's why you're here. You're here to suck, okay? And my favorite part about all of this is that their defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, basically just stormed out the building when he found out it wasn't going to be him.
They had two other people that were interviewing for the job, and they said to him, you must keep Jim Schwartz. And he said, well, I don't want to do that, so I'm not taking the job. And so then Todd Monk says, well, fine, I'll keep Jim Schwartz. And then Jim Schwartz says, will you fuck? Leaves.
I want that coach job. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you were you were in charge of the one part of this team that was functional. So yeah, I kind of get you being a bit annoyed. I do, because let's be honest, the defense was the only good thing about Cleveland.
For a while.
You know, it's admittedly, you've lucked into having Myles Garrett, but you still made it pretty effective for a lot of the season. So, I mean, you've done the best job out of the Cleveland coaching staff recently. I mean, Kevin Stefanski's done a good job previously, but it's kind of difficult when you don't have a quarterback to make an effective offense. Just Todd Monken. We need a coach who's not going to redo anything so that we get the number one pick, because we won too many games this year for that. We won too many games. We need to lose games. Okay. Mm-hmm. We need to lose. let's bring in a guy who inspires nothing. Basically.
It's so weird. It's so weirdly dysfunctional.
Yeah. Well, it's the Browns.
True. True. Maybe it turns out Kevin Stefanski is actually an excellent coach and was brought down by the dysfunction around him.
I suspect that is entirely the case. It's probably why you're so angry the Falcons hired him.
I am not particularly impressed at all, no.
No, no. Why have they got a good coach now? Damn it!
So, a few more coordinator hires that we're probably going to rattle through because I don't know a lot about some of these folk. Eagles hire Sean Mannion as the offensive coordinator. He was previously the quarterback's coach at the Packers. Fine.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
That's probably a good hire. The Steelers hire former Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. Patrick Graham did actually do a fairly good job with very little in the cupboard.
Max Crosby and friends.
Yes, exactly. So that's probably a good hire. Gives him more talent to work with. So he's probably going to do all right there.
Mm.
The Ravens hire Declan Doyle, who was offensive coordinator at the Bears, but he was a non-play-calling head offensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. So now, he's going to go call plays.
Correct. So hopefully he'll bring some of Ben Johnson's magic to Baltimore, potentially a decent hire there.
Yep, yep.
And the Bills hire Jim Leonard as a defensive coordinator. So he was the defensive backs coach at the Broncos for the past couple of years.
He's worked with some talent. Okay.
Indeed.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Indeed. So again, potentially quite good.
Yep.
Another head coach landing it on his feet by getting the DC job at the 49ers. That's Raheem Morris. To be fair to Mr. Morris, he's always been very good when he's been a defensive coordinator. So,
and the Falcons defense was pretty okay, considering it wasn't like overstuffed with talent.
Yeah.
It was actually fairly decent.
Yeah, and he managed to, he had some very good defenses when he was the defensive coordinator at the Rams. So probably a good hire there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going with that. And the Ravens hire former Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Again, probably another good hire. Weaver, much like Patrick Graham, has done good jobs with very little talent in Miami. So once again, up the talent level, and he's probably going to do quite well.
Yes.
So that's all the coordinator hires, and we've got two more head coach appointments to talk about.
Uh-huh.
One of them I'm sure you're not particularly happy about, and one of them I think you're quite happy about. We'll start with the one I think you're more happy about, and that's the Arizona Cardinals have hired Rams offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur to be their head coach.
I mean, he did he actually do anything when he was at the Rams? Because, I mean,
he got coffee
Sean McVay
from McVay,
just supplying Sean McVay with coffee and pats on the back.
Yeah,
yeah, but, you know, it's one of the things. Why would you go get Kyle Shanahan's offensive coordinator? That wouldn't make much sense. It's like nobody is really talking about the Seahawks defensive coordinator. You know why? Because our head coach is
British.
Mike McDonald.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, secretly it's just me. Just hit that guy. Hit him in the face.
He is, though. I can't remember his name. He's from London. So he should get a job just because I want an English person to be a head coach.
But like everybody's talking about Clint Kubiak because he's the one. Yeah, you know, he's the offensive guy, and since the offense has also been effective, people are talking about him for head coaching jobs. They're not talking about the defensive guy. For example, I was unaware of who Mike LaFleur was. until very recently, because I didn't know that they had an offensive coordinator. I assumed just Sean McVay just did both jobs whilst snorting coffee granules.
Yeah, so his
Yeah.
brother, obviously, his brother was the head coach at the Packers.
Yes.
And I think it's just another one of the you have been in a room with Sean McVay, let's give
Yeah.
you a job type hires.
This just yeah, you're part of this coaching tree. You may have picked up something useful.
Yeah, so difficult to tell if this is a good hire for the Cardinals, but I also feel that the Cardinals didn't really have a lot of options, being as how they always come bottom of those how good is your team surveys that happen every November. And then
Yeah,
the Cardinals was
like
like
yeah,
an F
all
tier
your
owner,
facilities are
F tier
garbage.
facility, F tier coaching.
Just really? You couldn't splash out for some slightly nicer gear? No? Okay.
So potentially not a lot of suitors there, and
No.
this is the hire I think you're slightly more peeved about. The Raiders have hired Clint Kubiak to be their head coach next season. I think from the Raiders' point of view, this is a great hire
Oh,
because
absolutely, yes.
he's proved himself in two spots now that he can be a decent offensive coordinator, calls plays. He's got great things out of Sam Darnold. He's improved the run game of the Seahawks no end. He's made a floundering offensive line actually very, very capable. There's a massive talent deficiency between the Raiders and the Seahawks, but the
Yes, we
Raiders
have
have
more than two players.
but the Raiders do have a lot of cap space and a lot of picks.
Yes, and probably
So
some more if they trade away Max Crosby.
yeah.
So yes, this is, I think it's a great opportunity for him because it's basically a pretty much like blank slate rebuild. Just here you go, prove yourself. You've got a couple of decent weapons in Genty and Bowers. Build whatever you want, kind of thing, which I can, it's a very nice opportunity to be given. It's just like build what you want, whatever you want. Let's do this because it can't possibly be. Let's try and carry on what we did last year. This has to be a complete from the very bottom, blow it all up and rebuild it.
Definitely.
That's just what you're going to have to do. And in that situation, that's a nice, it's a good thing to try and do. I am sad because he's done a really, really good job for my team,
Yeah.
and I didn't want him to go, but I understand we couldn't keep him forever because he's really, really good. So,
I suppose if you win on Sunday, that'll soften the blow somewhat.
oh, 100%, I would stop caring. I'll have vengeance on the Patriots for the last time. And, I'll have one of the, it's nice. It's always nice to be able to see your team win a Super Bowl.
Yes,
Sorry,
agreed.
Josh.
Agreed. So, two more things to mention before we wrap this podcast up. Not a coaching hire, but the Vikings have fired their GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And I think the only weird thing about this is the timing, because he is the guy who traded away Sam Darnold. Brought in JJ McCarthy, traded away those picks to move up and get JJ McCarthy.
Yep.
And the Vikings are currently 45 million over the cap. So I understand why they did it. Why have you done it now? The
Yeah, I
Senior
don't
Bowl
know.
just happened. Why did you send all these scouts out to the Senior Bowl and then fire the GM just after that? Very bizarre timing.
I did see an interview with him just before he got fired, saying basically that yeah, maybe I shouldn't have let Sam Darnold go. And it's just like, do you know you're about to be fired? Because
Pretty much.
literally, it was like the next day, and I was just like, he's been fired. Yeah, he knew he was getting canned. Okay, he was just going to look. I think I may have made a mistake with that one. And we're all just like, because JJ McCarthy ain't it, bro. Just, nope. That's a mistake. You've done that wrong. You
That was
backed the
a
wrong white boy. You chose the wrong
indeed.
one.
Indeed. So, yeah, peculiar timing, correct move. And then finally, the New York Giants today have hired Matt Nagy to be the offensive coordinator. I had high hopes for the John Harbaugh regime. Now I don't.
No, that does not fill me with confidence.
Matt Nagy, the architect of taking the best quarterback to currently play the game and make that offense absolutely tire fire worthy.
My mate,
That's who you need for Ken Scatterby and
just
Jackson
Jackson
Dart.
Dart, yeah, is a man who is apparently allergic to the run game. And I mean, to be fair, there's nothing he could have done about the receiving room in Kansas because it was just bad. But you had Patrick Mahomes.
Quite.
He's Patrick Mahomes. You could maybe be a bit, I don't know, good. Now, admittedly, a lot of play calling duties do come down to Andy Reid in respect to that offense.
Sure.
But yeah, that wouldn't have been the choice of offensive coordinator, previous Kansas City Chief offensive coordinator I would have gone for,
Nope.
to be honest with you.
Nope.
Eric Bieniemy, yes. This guy, no.
No. You've gone from being a terrible head coach at the Bears to making Patrick Mahomes look ordinary. Now you're supposed to.
Yep. Now you're supposed to try and make this young Giants team good. It's just like,
No,
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 no.
not happening.
Been better off with with Sean McVay's coffee guy.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But you got a head coaching gig, so what can you do?
No,
No,
not good.
no. Right, well, that's all the coaching hires we're going to talk about today. So let's wrap up this podcast. Thank you very much, Phil, for joining me.
Thank you very much, Will. Thank you for having me.
If you want to get in contact with the Gridiron Gentleman to tell us how much our opinions are rubbish, there are a number of ways you can do that. You can follow us on Blue Sky, where we are gridirongents.bsky.social, or you can follow us on Instagram. If you just search Gridiron Gents, I'm sure we'll pop up. However, the best thing to do is to come and chat to us on Discord, where we're having daily NFL discussions. To do that, come follow us on social media. We are either the pinned message or the link is in the bio. You'll find a permanent link to the Discord server. So come join us. It's a lot of fun. Highly recommend it. And we will be back later this week to preview the Super Bowl. Are you excited, Phil?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I am. I am very excited. I cannot wait to beat the Patriots. It'll make me very happy.
So, join us later in the week to find out if Phil is going to be very happy or not.
If you don't hear from me for several weeks, it's because it's gone badly and I'm just sat in my house crying
Oh,
again.
we'll send Bass over with a rescue package if that happens.
Okay, that
All
sounds good.
right, let's wrap this up. Thanks again, Phil.
Thank you.
See you all later.